We got a roller coaster. Happy screaming kids. Must be a theme park, huh? Yeah, but where? Well, for my finale episode, we are going to talk about something I like a lot. It's not airplanes. I know, we've done that a bunch. I get it. This time, it's Lego. Here we are, the last episode of Do You Work Here. We're brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships, and we are at Legoland in California in Carlsbad, because I love Lego, and yeah, it's Lego. It's not Legos. There's no S. That's the plural. PJ Catalano, master model builder here at the park, and he gets the same reaction every single time.
Is that a real job? That's awesome. And they say, that's my kid's dream. That was my dream. I didn't know it was a real job. And kids love it. They think it's cool because they see the toys and they see the Lego. But parents are like, wow, that's way more impressive than we realized it ever was or could have been.
It is really impressive. I mean, have you seen what they're doing here? The giant builds, recreating city skylines, getting the super detailed street level stuff, building dinosaurs, building the giant Lego birthday cake. Do you need to be some kind of former kid genius to get this job?
So you don't need any special background to become a master model builder. Any design helps, any architect helps, computer science helps, even DIY, any construction helps, because we also install the models into concrete, into wood, into ceilings, into floors. Just recently, we actually had to bring the 30 models into Dino Valley, and one of them actually had to be lifted 100 feet in the air over the trees. Actually, I was a bartender for 12 years and then fell into this, and best decision ever made.
He did tell me what the interview is like, though, and yeah, they're going to give you a box and say, build me something. And then after that, you're never going to stop.
So we have over 30,000 models using more than 60 million brick all throughout Legoland California Resort. And it's not including the two hotels that have over 250 rooms each with more than 5 to 6 models in each one. Yep, so a master model builder's job is 4 main things. It's designed, to build, to install, and to maintain. And it takes a while to do these things. So we're already have been and already starting to build for example, our Halloween Brick or Treat Monster Bash.
We taped this in August for a reference, so long time.
So we have a giant 6-foot pumpkin that we built last year. It took 3 of us, 1 person to design, and took them about 40 hours, and 2 of us, 6 weeks, the 2 of us to build it. And it's 6 feet by 6 feet by 5 feet. An entire family can go inside. It's like an icon, and they can get pictures of it taken inside the pumpkin. It's really neat. Kids love seeing stuff like that because it changes every time you're here.
And how do you get started on a giant pumpkin?
Yeah, so before computers, we used to build via just dry brick, we'd call it, or maybe prototype, and we'd kind of, or half build or a quarter build. This is what's going to look like as a part of it. Imagine the entire thing like this. Now it's all computer. It's much quicker with a computer. But we do also have the freedom to add stuff and create on our own.
You can take what was behind us, the Luxor, you know, the Pyramid Casino in Vegas, 8 feet wide, 5 feet tall in Lego. Funny thing, the inside, the supports, Duplo. Remember the big blocks for the really little kids? That's what holds it all up. You want the workshop tour? All the way up the walls, Lego. Pieces in different bins. They got every part from existing sets. Nothing special. It's organized by color. More than 60 of the current colors and some of the deleted ones.
Yep, so what you see here is what our standard basic quantities that we can fit in the shelf. We actually have a backhaul warehouse that fits another. We estimate there's 3 to 5 million in here. 10 times as much as like an entire warehouse of just more brick, an entire box of one piece, 2 boxes of another piece, a half a box of this piece, a giant bag. So we have a whole backlog that we daily have to go in and continue to restock depending on what we're building that day.
Trash can full of random stuff. Next to the model of the Iron Man and a pufferfish and a spaceship and my personal favorite, the pelican holding a scuba fin in its mouth.
Yep, so some of this were built by us. Some are actually eventually going to go out into the park. Some are stuff that was retired from the park that we just wanted to save. But you'll see a lot of little builds that are on everyone's personal desk of something they built, trying to see, oh, what can I do with Lego? Oh, how could I do that if someone challenges somebody? So you'll see all these little weird, quirky designs that they're just trying to see what you can do with the Lego.
Dragon, train, curling stone, Albert Einstein, Vince Lombardi trophy, all in there, all glued together with a solvent, and the big ones designed with different panels so you can get inside.
We can pull the Lego out, put a bar through it or a strap through it, and then lift it either by hand or by crane to get it where it needs to go.
So you do so much. Do you have a personal favorite out of all this?
I think my favorite model in the park would be One World Trade Center. So me and another master model builder here, 3 months to build together. It took over 150,000 parts, if I remember correctly, and stands over 25 feet tall, being the tallest Lego building in North America right now. So that was, and I'm originally from New York, so it was really awesome to be able to do that as a touching part. The little bit I can give back, so it meant a lot to me to be able to build that, so it's still my favorite model that I've built.
Listen, before we get out of here, Lego for adults, because at the top of the show, I said, yeah, that's me. I have the Saturn V rocket, you know, the Apollo rocket at home. I got the Concorde, and these are the big boy sets. These are like 2,000 pieces. Tell you what, that Concorde, that took me a long time.
Yes, so that community is getting larger and larger. I'm 45, so I still build and I still enjoy it. I have more friends and family and people older than me saying, it calms me down. Me and my wife do this when we want to just relax instead of going to the movies or instead of doing this. And it's just fun for us. It's a fun time to just, it's like doing a puzzle.
Do you ever go undercover? You know, go out in the park and watch people react to all this stuff?
It is neat. We do get to walk around the park, whether on break or just throughout the day, and just kind of see what's going on. And it's nice to actually see, because you want to hear what guests say about stuff. And we do get to listen to them. And that's like our own personal feedback. So we can hear them talking about it. So we bring it back. Okay, they like that. What stuff we can do like that? Because we do have the shop where people walk by, we constantly have people knocking on the window and cheering us on and taking pictures and yelling, oh, that's so cool. Ma, look at that over there. So it's really neat. And we know that we make an impact and we love that we have that impact on families and kids. And that to us is really important. People often ask, what do you do for fun? I was like, I go to work. Like at home is stressful. I come to work to relax. This is fun to me. I get to spend time with friends and people that enjoy the same thing. I get to build and play with one of the best toys there is. I enjoy it. I see families all day getting excited by it, so I love my job.
Well, that'll do it, huh? Can't end better than that. And look, that's the theme in all these, right? People who love what they do, that's the kind of job you want. I had so much fun doing these. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to you for listening. It's Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy Family Dealerships. Go ahead and share these if you got some friends who need something to listen to. And if you need something from me, I'll be on the radio.